Hello, welcome to the Mama Squad podcast, episode 6. Today we're going to talk a little bit about ending school and starting summer. And let me tell you, I am so ready to be done with awards and banquets and all of the other stuff that comes with the end of the year. And I know my kids are so done with testing right now.
Oh, I hear you on that. My kids are exhausted from testing. And I just have to say, I'm exhausted from just school in general for my kids. My son had a sign language test, and even I was stressed out about it. I'm like, oh my God, we need to practice this Moana or whatever song it was. I was like, yeah, it was Moana. And I'm like, how is he going to learn this 4-minute song? Even I was stressed out over testing. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy end of the year is here.
It's funny. All my kids, just they're so different. They're like, my oldest, she's like, I have all these exams, but I'm like, she's also my only middle schooler, and it's amazing. I don't remember having that many tests in middle school.
I don't either. I don't remember much of middle school. I was a really bad child. God, I really hope my kids don't turn out like me.
Kids, if you're listening, don't turn out like mom.
Yeah. That's the moral of that story right there.
Right. It's funny because we always tell our kids, you know, we want you to be better than us. Because sometimes they're like, well, I'm already better than you. Great. I want you to be better than me.
I need you to be better than how I was in middle school and definitely high school.
In life in general at this point, let me tell you something. But seriously, I am so excited that school is done. I'm excited that the soccer season has a little bit of a pause in there. No cross country right now. Like, it is nice. Like, we can actually do stuff.
You have always been doing stuff. I'm the one that's like, I'm so happy that I don't have to drive my kids to and from school because those drop-off lines and car pickup lines are the worst.
It's just not it.
I don't know how you do it with all the clubs. All you and all the other club moms. Oh my God, I would be losing my mind.
I'm really kind of sick of hearing the soccer ball in my house all the time. Like, my boys move their bedroom around so that they could tape a soccer goal to their wall so that they're kicking the ball against the wall, which is better than them breaking my vase. Like, they've broken, like, a warmer, a vase, like, a bunch of stuff from kicking the ball in the house. And I'm like, listen, you guys are amazing, but I really like my stuff, too.
Like, money doesn't grow on trees. I need you guys to get it together.
Right. Like, if you're going to become a pro soccer player, I expect a new warmer, and I expect flowers weekly. And, no, I'm just kidding. But, you know, this summer, we finally get the chance to actually do a vacation because we were able to find a camp through the city that's actually only $80 a kid for the entire summer. Versus like $300 a kid a week.
And this is why my kids don't go to summer camp, because I could never afford it. What is the place called?
So it's Parks and Rec, and it's through the city.
Oh, I'm super going to look into that. Definitely going to look into that, because I want to know. I just want my kids to be outside the house and not on their computers. Well, my daughter is super excited to be getting a phone. I have all these plans that I want to do for the summer, but I just, the logistics of traveling with kids and doing stuff is what gets me.
Oh, it's so real. You know, it's funny. Traveling with kids is just like a whole nother realm. I'll never forget when my husband graduated basic training and I had to fly with my 2-month-old and 2-year-old by myself to Texas. And this story is one that will haunt me for the rest of my life. Like, I even called my mom from Texas crying because I couldn't get to the airport because my phone fell on the toilet and I couldn't use the GPS.
Oh my goodness. Traveling is hard. So I think I've only been on an airplane with my kids once. And that was, my daughter was a newborn and my ex-husband was just getting back from Afghanistan or Iraq. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's a sandbox. Point is, that's the first time I flew on a plane, I believe. I don't even remember if I flew on a plane or if I drove. Basically, traveling with kids is a nightmare, especially with newborns and always having to stop. I do remember when my son was a newborn and I was stationed in South Carolina and my ex-husband was in North Carolina, we would travel the 6 hours between our bases, and I would have to stop often to, like, make sure that I can feed my son. So it would be, like, 6.5 hours because I would stop for right south of the border. That's where I would stop and, like, stop to feed my son and then do the other leg of the trip.
That's so funny. Whenever we used to go to New Jersey, we always stopped at south of the border. And we did New Jersey every single Thanksgiving. And I always loved it. But, like, traveling with my own children, it's just another thing. Like, that same time when I went to Texas, I missed my flight. I was in the airport with these two children for, like, 8 hours. Luckily, I was nursing, or I would have ran out of formula. Like, it was a nightmare trip. But now, like, I look back, because then we traveled again. Actually, it's when we got Lucas's truck. We drove to North Carolina to get this truck that he had seen for like $5,000. And then the Smoky Mountain just became the place that we always went after that.
Oh, that's cute though. Oh, that's cool.
I got to nurse my youngest on the top of like Hangman's Ledge, which is like the highest point of the Smoky Mountains. It was so freaking cool.
That is pretty badass. I will say though, when I was in the military and when we were visiting like my ex-husband and stuff and we were together and we were seeing each other, I will say traveling did become, well, first, we didn't travel by plane because we're not crazy. I'm not crazy. We drove, but I got really good at having like go bags in the car and changes of clothes, and that really worked out for me later in life, like when I left my ex-husband and we got divorced, and like now I'm always making sure that like now that we go out, well, not now because my kids are preteens now, but like before when they were like, you know, school age, like elementary school age, that I always had a go bag, an extra pair of clothes, and like something like that. I was always very prepared. So that part was great. But now that like I'm more financially secure too, I'm trying to do like actual vacations and like go places and go not like out of state or even to St. Augustine for like a weekend. But now it's more so of like, oh, well, my kids are preteen, so they want their own room in the hotel room. And that's, I wanted to ask all the parents out there, how do you guys deal with that? Do you guys get their own separate room for kids?
So for us, we always do Airbnb. That's 100% what we have to do now, because first of all, I have a daughter who's older and she's older and, you know, my boys tend to share a room, but my daughter gets her own space. And sometimes we'll get, like, bunk beds, and they'll all sleep in the same room, but, like, the boys will share a bed, or someone will sleep on the couch. But Airbnb is a great resource. That's what we tend to do.
Oh.
I think Vrbo is the other one. But we found some really great ones. Actually, during the eclipse, we went up to North Carolina again, and we got an Airbnb up in Sugar Mount, North Carolina. It was gorgeous, and we paid, like, nothing for it, and we had, like, it was, like, a two-bedroom place.
I'm definitely going to look into Airbnb this, because I don't know why, first of all, I feel really dumb, because when you're doing it for yourself, like, of course, you always think, like, oh, of course we're going to Airbnb it. But I don't know why I'm always stuck with, like, my thought process of, like, if I'm traveling with my kids and, like, we have to get this hotel. And I don't know why I feel like I need to spend more money when I could probably spend an equal amount and get a bigger space and, like, each of them have their own rooms.
Well, then there's also, you know, you can find places that have, like, pools that are houses.
Oh, that's true.
You know, so you actually get that vacation vibe. And there's some really cool like log cabins that you can get up in the mountains, and you can have, like, you know, take them out hiking. I know the kids love that, and I know you love that.
I do.
And it's awesome. Like, we We've stayed in a couple really great places, and we stayed in one place where I did not belong, but it was fine.
Where I did not belong.
But, like, for us, I think our goal, because I asked my kids, I said, hey, this summer, do you want to go to the beach or do you want to go to the mountains? And, like, well, Mom, we live at the beach. And I'm like, you're right. Let's plan a mountain trip. But then it comes logistical. Like, how in the world do we manage to get all of us time off to get there?
And then, question, do you take your dogs?
So this is the first time we're planning to take the dogs. Actually, that last hurricane that we had, and we had to flee because I live in a freaking flood zone. Life. It was funny because we literally packed everything up that we needed, and there was this little tiny spot left in the trunk for the dogs, and both of the dogs had to sit in this little tiny trunk as we drove, like, the two-hour drive.
So now you know it's possible.
Now, exactly. Now we know the possibilities. But you can do the Airbnbs and find places that actually allow dogs. We actually found a farm once doing it.
Oh, that's cool. That's my thing too. So, like, first, I want to take a vacation, not a long vacation, just a short, like, couple, like, 3-4 days. So not super long, but I also have a farmhouse because I have 2 turtles, 2 cats, and a dog. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, the dog we would probably take with us. The turtles, they can go a week without eating. If I feed them, like, one, they can go, like, 4 days without eating. So they're fine as long as I don't, you know, leave for more than 4 days. But my cats, I'm like, oh my god. I really need to start taking them and having them be outdoor cat, like, taking them in the backpack. I don't know. I really don't know.
Never mind.
Listen, on TikTok, listen, okay? People, moms, on TikTok, I know you see, like, the cats that are traveling and they go walking with their dog brothers and stuff. I really want to do that. One of my cats is really fat and lazy, so I don't see her doing that. But I did get them backpacks, so I would take them hiking.
You know, and it's, that would be a heck of an adventure, let me tell you something.
Sure would.
That would be an adventure. And, you know, it's, I think, just finding a way to have just new experiences is amazing. Like, there's Resort Pass. So let's say you just want to go to Clearwater for a day. You can actually get a resort pass, stay at a resort, get access to all of the resort, and still be able to hit the beach.
I really should have talked to you before last weekend. Let me tell you, okay, you guys, this is almost, it's almost summer, so I'm wanting to do all these summer activities now. So we decided to do surf, flow ride, or
I saw the pictures of that. You guys were surfing indoors?
Yes, it was in Clearwater Beach. It was pretty fun. I did leg day right before, so I did not do surfing indoors. But my son and his friend did. They were sore the next day because they had major wipeouts.
Oh, not just that. It takes, like, every bone in your body to, like, balance perfectly and not, like, die on a wave.
But let me tell you, okay, so it was 30 minutes. My ex went with me, went with us, my ex-boyfriend, not my ex-husband, because he has, like, free rides or whatever. So that didn't cost me anything, but cost me $40 to park. Because there was no parking, so I parked for $40. And then after that, I went to the beach for an hour and a half. So a total of 2 hours, $40 so far. That's how much I'm in for this. And then we decided to go eat at this restaurant named Saki. I should have stopped it because I knew this was a little pricey. Do you know how much this restaurant cost me? $150. This one day cost me $200. Not 200. Did I do that math right?
Close to it.
Close enough. $200. I was like, and this is the logistics. This is the thing that I'm talking about of making plans and traveling and vacationing with kids is the logistics of it is so hard. And I was so upset it was great because it was like right before Mother's Day. Mother's Day was Sunday, so we did this on Saturday. So I was like, this was a great experience, but there just has to be a cheaper way to do it.
There is 100% a cheaper way to do it. Actually, like my kids love to go rock climbing. They do. They love it. And like places like Vertical Ventures, you can do, it's like a 5-day pass, but you can use all 5 passes in one day. And it's like $30 cheaper, I think, than if I were to buy each person their own individual climbing pass. So we try to do that. So I always, like, if I'm planning to do something, I'm checking Groupon, I'm checking, you know, whatever it is that I can, but research the area too. See what is maybe the best things to do within the area you're looking to travel, and then search Groupon. Because then if you can use those Groupons while you're there, then you might have just saved yourself a decent amount of money.
Yeah. Well, I know mistakes were made too, because did I need to park at the garage for $40? No, I didn't. But I was right in front of the beach, so I was okay with the $40. What I should have stopped with was a stupid restaurant. That's really what killed my joy. But lesson learned.
You know, I'm at a point now in our lives where we don't get out of a restaurant spending less than $100. So,
oh my goodness. In my mind too, do you guys ever go to a restaurant and say in your mind that this is going to cost $40 for a family of 4? Does that ever happen? No.
Why do you lie to yourself like that?
Always end up in disappointment.
Sad day. We went to one restaurant and I was like, okay, I'm paying for, I think it was like 6 people. I'm like, this is it was 7 people. I'm like, this is going to cost me like $200. No, it cost me $50. And it was a steakhouse and it was so good.
Are you about to tell me you had a Groupon or something?
No. No, I was shocked.
What, do you know what place this was?
I wish I can remember. I'll have to look it up and tell you later. It's in Brandon, though. It was really bomb, and I was so happy because it just wasn't as expensive as I was expecting it to be. So that was nice because, I mean, we go to a pizza place, and it's like $70 because my older two eat from the adult menu. You know, there is no kid menu, and then we have to pay for my third one's food.
Yeah, the kid menu doesn't exist in my house anymore. Now that we have preteens, I'm like, oh my gosh.
Like, can you go back to eating the mini cheeseburger sliders? Like, can we go back to that, please?
I know, right? I am hoping, though, you know, I am hoping that, like, this year, now that, like, I'm more financially secure, I am trying to make a more conscious effort to take my kids somewhere, because I've been very fortunate. My sister is thebomb.com. She, for the past few years, she has been taking my kids to, like, the Keys. Is that the same place? Doesn't even matter.
It's the same place.
Point is, she's been taking my kids there, so they've been very fortunate to go with their cousins over there. And I'm like, well, maybe this year, if they go again, maybe this year I can actually go too. Because my kids have been there 2 or 3 times. I have not been there once at all.
So before COVID, actually the year that it was our 10th wedding anniversary, that's where we went when we went to the Keys. And it was right before everything shut down for COVID. And again, Airbnb, great option. Because that is exactly how we found the hotel that we stayed in. And then we even did a full day adventure on a boat. Ooh. And on that boat, we went snorkeling. We got to ride jet skis. And we got to go parasailing.
Oh my god. When I went to the beach last week, I saw that and I'm like, I want to do that so freaking badly.
Can I tell you? I was so scared. I thought I was going to hurl from the air. But like once we were up there, it was the most calm experience ever.
Oh, I want to try it.
So that was I think that was the same time you actually watched my dog.
Oh, that was a few years ago then.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a scary time in my life.
I remember that. That was the fun times. The fun, fun times. You know what's funny? We, I think we're planning to go up to, I think it's called Bryson County. And there's a national forest up there. I think we're going to go whitewater rafting this year. I think that's on our to-do list.
So my, speaking of to-do list, I want to know what else is on your to-do list. But my first thing on my to-do list is obviously to go visit my family. Mm-hmm. And I really want to make it to St. Augustine. I've always wanted to go and I've never got to go. So I want to take the kids and I want that. I think that's going to be a good weekend.
So that was another time that we went away without the kids. So we went away without the kids for, I think it was like one full day. And we spent it in St. Augustine. And it was amazing. So amazing that we went back last year just to go see the Christmas lights.
Really?
And all we did a one-day trip. We drove there. We literally got to hit every spot that we wanted to hit. And then we came home that same night. And I want to say we might have had the dogs that day.
I feel like if you can go with your crazy dogs for one whole day in that chaos, I feel like I should be able to go with me and the kids.
You can really do it in one day. Like, if you leave really early from here, like, you can make it there in a few hours. And I promise you, it is a ton of fun. So I would recommend doing that.
Oh, I think that is definitely something that I want to hit up. So, yes, okay, thing that I must do this summer is we're going to go to St. Augustine. I will fill you in at the, ladies and gentlemen, anyone listening to this podcast, I will fill you in at the end of this summer if I actually made it. Please hold me accountable. Please make sure that I go.
We'll fight. We'll fight. I'll make you go. That actually could be a cool day trip for us to go to together and then make a podcast about it later.
Oh, I like that idea.
Gold right there.
What are your to-dos? Like, what are your goals for the summer to do with the kids?
We'll make it through the summer.
Everyone's goal.
I think we're going to try to get to a Premier Soccer League game while they're here in the U.S. For those of you who don't know, some of the leagues from, like, the U.K. and stuff are coming to the U.S. for some games. There's one in Orlando, and there's going to be one in Georgia. So I'm thinking if we hit up Georgia first, we could do the Premier League thing and then go up towards North Carolina, Tennessee area. Because we'd like to go to Tennessee. But our biggest trip this year is not this summer. It's actually supposed to be in the winter because Brazil is warm when we're cold. And that is where we plan to go. I'm probably going to lose my mind on that super long flight because I absolutely despise planes. But it is what it is.
Speaking of planes and now that the kids are older, it's easier traveling with them, right? What about the youngest one? Is it still hard? Is it easy?
So because he is my busy kid, when we went to California, he wasn't terrible. We just had to keep his mind very active. I don't know how we're going to do a 9-hour flight, but you know, we'll make it work one way or another.
You'll let us know.
I'll let you know how much alcohol I had in the plane to make it work.
alcohol makes the world go round.
It does, especially if you drink too much of it. Anyway, well, I hope that anyone listening has an amazing summer, that you guys have some really awesome trips.
Please tell us about it, too. We would love for you guys to get in contact with us and let us know that you listen, that you like us, that you want to hear a certain topic. What you did for the summer.
Right. And, you know, it's one of those things where we're here for you. And as Mama Squad grows, we want you to grow with us. And we want you to start building a community with us. Because at the end of the day, yes, we're a podcast, but we're here for parents. And we want to support you. And for our military members, we want to support you as you and your family are transitioning out of the military. And if that means that we're going to be giving you tips and tricks on how to survive after military, we got you.
Yeah, and then I know the summer is a really big thing too for military members transitioning to different bases during this time. Please let us know how we can help you.
Yeah, let us know, especially if you're PCSing into, the Florida area. We've got some connections and we know some people. So we're happy to assist in any way that we can. You're not alone on this adventure of parenting.
Never alone.
So we want to thank you so much for listening to the Mama Squad podcast. As always, you can find us on Facebook, you can find us on Instagram and TikTok, and you can email us at heather.mamasquad@gmail.com. And you can also find all of this in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful week.